Well, Florida farmers interested in cost-share funding for the organic on-farm energy and seasonal high tunnel initiatives still have one more chance to apply this year with an upcoming batching date of June 1st. Florida NRCS program specialist Kenneth Morgan gives us a little more details on the seasonal high tunnel pilot initiative.
We've had that one for a couple of years, and it is basically for helping them install seasonal high tunnels, which is more or less a steel frame that is covered with a plastic material. These structures then extend the growing season, and then the applicant would be able to possibly plant earlier or either have a crop that would be a little bit later.
However, seasonal high tunnels are not to be confused with a greenhouse.
The high tunnel would be something that may appear to look like a greenhouse. They basically have to be open in the ends, and the crop has to be grown in the ground. So in other words, the ground underneath the high tunnel. The high tunnel can be permanently mounted, and or it can be actually portable so that you could move it from season to season, from a spot to spot, and change the location. But the biggest thing of it is the ends have to be open. So in other words, you can have some type of implement machinery that can pass through it. And then also the other key thing of it is it has to be grown in the ground. It cannot be grown in any kind of containers or such as that.
Again, that batching date for all three initiatives is set for June 1st. For more information, contact your local NRCS field office. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.